Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. Every single Friday, I like to get on, do a little solo episode where I talk to you guys about topics that either I've been thinking about recently or that you guys have asked me to talk about. And every single Friday, I like to come up with something new that kind of revolves around wellness, self-love, just being your best self overall. I feel like I'm 23, I'm in my early 20s, and I feel like your 20s is such a time of growing and just being on a self-growth journey and a healing journey and self-love journey. So many different things happen to you when you're in your 20s, and I feel like being in your 20s, it's always really good to have advice on certain situations and just realize how quick and easily life changes for you in your 20s. I always say, like, you could be 23 starting college, ending college, starting your first relationship or getting out of your first relationship. You could be starting a family. You could be going out to bars for the first time and finally getting into your party era. There's so many different people in their 20s that are going through different experiences and in different mindsets. And in the past few months, I would say even in the past year, I've been on a very, very big healing, self-growth, self-love journey, and it's inspired my content a lot because I've been going through a lot that's been helping me grow, and I've been stepping out of my comfort zone and just learning so much about myself and learning how to be the best version of myself. And I feel like I do love talking about this because I know a lot of you that follow me and that listen to my podcast are kind of on that same spectrum and on that same chapter of life where you're very focused on becoming the best version of yourself and just loving yourself and really enjoying time with yourself. I know a lot of you that message me at least have gone through breakups or have been, you know, single for a while in your 20s. And I feel like I've recently been discovering how amazing it is to be alone in your 20s and to be independent and to learn and gain from that independence, because it's time to yourself that a lot of people aren't lucky enough to get. And I feel like it's a very much needed time to kind of get to learn yourself and get to know yourself on your own rather than being with someone. And I feel like when you go through hardships and you're single and you don't have anyone to be there for you, or you're losing friends or losing family members or whatever the case might be, you have to learn how to do a lot of things on your own. And it's a lot easier said than done. It is not easy to go through life alone, but there's also such a beauty in it, and there's such a beauty in being on your own and having this time to yourself, because a lot of the time you're not going to get that time back with yourself. And for today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about finding your purpose, walking away from things that no longer serve you, and also kind of just talking a little bit about rejection and how rejection to me is redirection. Because I feel like in your 20s, especially if you're someone that's very hardworking and has a very strong work ethic, there are a lot of things that might come up that might make you feel like you failed, or might make you feel like you're on the wrong path, might make you feel like you don't really know your purpose or your passion in life. And this rejection could kind of unmotivate you. And I've kind of went through this recently. I've gone through a lot of things when it came to my work and what I want to do and my passion and finding my purpose. And I feel like when my Instagram, if you follow me, you know that my Instagram was actually hacked and deleted this past month. And it was so draining to deal with because I've worked so hard on my Instagram that when it got deleted and all that work that I put into it had been gone, and all that work I put in to get those followers were gone, it felt very exhausting to kind of think about the fact that I had to build it back up. And so I feel like that was kind of something where I failed and I had to get back up from it. And it felt like very mentally draining and mentally exhausting to have to deal with it. And it made me feel like, am I doing the right thing? Am I supposed to be doing this for my living? Like, is this my purpose? Am I on the right path? Or is this God's way of telling me that this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing? And just a little background on things that I did before I started For You From Eve, just so you get an idea that it wasn't always For You From Eve that I did. Ever since I was young, like since I was legit like 12 or 13 years old when I first got on Instagram, I've always tried to be somewhat of an influencer. I always tried to do YouTube or post quotes and have like a quote page. There was so much that I tried to do when I was younger. I've always had that entrepreneur mindset of, I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm gonna have my own business. I'm gonna change people's lives. I've always wanted to help women with like self-love and wellness and, you know, diary entries or whatever it was. So I've always had that mindset of wanting to be that kind of quote influencer. And then I had started during COVID a Instagram page called Wellness and Wardrobe. It was an Instagram page and a website where I basically posted all about wellness and health and fitness. But then I also would post like a little bit of fashion. And that was kind of the content that I would post. It was basically like a lifestyle blog. But I kind of got over it. I kind of stayed very inconsistent with it. I felt like I was just doing it because other people were super successful at it. And then I wanted to be successful with it because other people were. And it was kind of one of those things where I was like, if that person could be successful doing it, so can I. And so I kind of was just trying to like latch on to what would make me most known at the time. And then I had started a coffee page called Brewing Brunette, which basically was a page where I would legit just make coffee. Like I would post myself making all different recipes of coffee. And during COVID, when we had more time and stuff, I was doing it way more. So I was posting a bunch of coffee content that honestly my friends all absolutely loved. I still make my friends coffee to this day. But I was making a bunch of coffee content, just making new recipes, making an aesthetic out of it. And then I also had something called Eve Advertising, where I wanted to start my own kind of marketing agency, work with small businesses, and help them to build their social media presence. So that was Eve Advertising. And then it came For You From Eve. So I had a lot of failed projects. I had a lot of projects that failed, that got rejected, that were not doing well. And then when I finally stayed true and authentic to myself with For You From Eve, that's when things started to look successful for me. And it's like, I wasn't trying to make For You From Eve a super successful big thing. I was legit just doing it because I loved talking on a microphone. I loved giving advice. I loved the community it was building and I loved podcasts. And so I was like, this is the perfect thing for me to do. And so I kind of just took a leap with it and I started recording episodes randomly, getting used to talking to a microphone. I ordered like a $20 microphone off Amazon my first few episodes. I barely knew how to talk to a microphone in the beginning. I was doing interviews with a lot of people that I kind of already knew, but it was one of those things where I didn't expect it to go anywhere. I didn't expect it to flourish and do as well as it did, but I think that's because I wasn't putting pressure on it and I was simply just doing it because I loved it and it didn't feel like work to me. I didn't make any money off of it in the beginning. It was something I just did because it was fun and I was making no income from it because I didn't care to make income from it. I was like, I'm 20 years old, 21 years old. I don't need to be making a super big income doing this right now. It's crazy that I started it when I was 20 and I'm 23 now. Like, it's absolutely insane to me that 3 years of For You From Eve was coming up and I just now started to make a more stable income from it because that was never my goal. I never did it to make money. I did it just because I loved it. And there were things I wanted to talk about to help women with their self-love journeys and their healing journeys. And I felt like there was a lot of advice I have to give. There were a lot of people I wanted to be interviewing. And so it was one of those things that I simply just did because I loved it. And obviously before it came For You From Eve, came all of these other things that failed and that fell through. And I had people tell me like, why are you always starting something new? Just stay consistent with one thing. Like, you always start something and never finish it. And that like really stuck with me because it was like, wow, like I do always start a new thing. But at the same time, if you're someone that hears that, you have to realize there's a beauty in that because that shows your work ethic. That shows that you're brave and you're not afraid to step out of your comfort zone. And it just kind of proves to yourself, like, I'm not afraid to start over and try something new and step out of my comfort zone and put my voice out there for anyone in the world to listen to. It's not an easy thing to do, to record and put yourself out there and be vulnerable and give this advice for situations you've been in or seen other people in, but it's something that I love to do. And so I'm not ashamed of what it took to get me here. I'm just grateful that I'm here. This past summer, I had been wanting to do an internship and I got rejected from every internship opportunity that I wanted to do. And there was a point where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough for any of this. My GPA is not high enough. My experience isn't great enough. Even though I had so much experience and so much knowledge, and I know that I'm a hardworking, smart girl, it felt like such a big opportunity lost when I was getting rejected from all these job opportunities and internship opportunities. And it just felt like I wasn't as great as I thought I was because my podcast, it makes me feel like I'm great. And then when I put myself in the real world of corporate and all this stuff, it made me feel like I wasn't great anymore. And I feel like at first I was like, wow, this is so embarrassing. This is so bad. I guess I'm not as good as I thought I was. But then I also felt like it was God telling me there's something better for you out there. You have this podcast that you have time to build and that you can work on and that you can grow. And this can be your forever thing. That's why I'm rejecting all these opportunities. These opportunities aren't rejecting you. I'm rejecting them for you. This isn't happening to you. This is happening for you. And once I switched my mindset from this is happening for you, not to you, so much started to change around me because I started to realize anything that failed was now a lesson. And it wasn't failure because I was getting up. You only failed if you, you know, it got messed up the first time and you didn't get up and try again. That is being a failure. But if you, you know, fail a test and you retake it, you didn't fail it, you know, because you retook it. It's like you really only failed if you let it stay as a failure and you didn't try to pick it back up again. And you will only try to pick it back up again if it is something that you're passionate about. So I also feel like you don't learn anything if you don't fail. Like if you don't experience any type of failure or rejection, you're not going to be forced to step out of your comfort zone. You're not going to be forced to work harder and adapt new skills. You're going to be so comfortable. And this is why so many people stay at the same job for years and years and years, because they're comfortable. They don't want to have to adapt new skills. They don't want to have to adapt to a new environment. So they stay where they are because they're safe where they are. They know, you know, how to get to work in the morning. They knew who, what kind of customers they're going to see. They knew who they're going to be working with. They know how their meetings are going to go. They know all these things, and it's easier than them having to adapt to something new. It's better for them to kind of just stay in that little zone. And that is why people kind of shrink themselves and they shrink their potential, because they're not forcing themselves to grow. When you, honestly, rejection and failure is your biggest superpower. Genuinely, getting rejected from something and failing something is your biggest superpower, because it is going to force you to have to find a new solution. It is going to have to force you to adapt a new skill and to learn something new. If I didn't fail all those other business ventures, I wouldn't know that podcasting is what I'm supposed to be doing. It's just like you learn so much when you fail. You learn so much when you have to get back up. You grow new skin. And rejection really does help you to just step out of that comfort zone and be forced to explore opportunities that you never even knew existed. It is so brave of your character to be able to take those risks and step out of that zone, because a lot of people are not willing to do that. And like I said, that is why a lot of people stay at jobs that they don't even love that much, or they tell themselves they love, because they don't love the actual job that they're doing. They just love the comfort of it. They love not having to take a risk. And I always say humans would rather predict failure than risk success. People would rather keep minimizing their potential, keep minimizing their success if it means they're comfortable and they know where they are, rather than branching out and trying something new and risking that success. They would rather stick to their little bubble and stop themselves from growing and honestly really shrink their potential. And you have to realize too, there's always a lesson with something that didn't work out, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job or school, getting rejected from a school you thought you wanted to go to. No matter what it is, there's always a lesson in it, and it always works out in the end. And as annoying as it is for me to be like, it always works out in the end, time will heal all, it's so true. Like, whether you're getting rejected by a person or you're getting rejected from a job, there's a reason you're being rejected from that. And it's always an amazing thing. Like, let me put this in like an example. Let's say you're talking to a guy, you're getting to know someone, you're going on dates, you're texting, and you're doing really well with this guy. You're getting to know each other and you both clearly really, really like each other. And then they kind of start to get a little dry on you. You question, hey, what's going on? Like, is everything okay? Are we good? And they're like, honestly, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm still stuck on someone else. Or they're just not looking for a relationship and they don't want this to go any further. And you're getting kind of rejected by this person. The amazing thing to look at and the beautiful thing to remember is this person's either going to come back to you and they're going to be with you, or better will come. And that is the best way to look at things. If a job rejects you, that job will either come back to you and you will have that job, or you will get a better job, because there's always a better thing on the other end of it. And I firmly believe that if something rejects you, it is because there's something better out there for you. And you might not see it right now, and you might not even see it for a few months or a few years, but I promise you that it is out there. Think of where you are right now and think of how many failures and hardships that you had to go through before you've been at the point you're at right now. There was a point where you were so low, you couldn't imagine yourself getting out of bed in the morning, and now you're listening to this episode on a walk or cleaning your room or whatever it is that you're doing. It's like, we pull ourselves out of so many hard situations, and then we're put in another hard situation and we're like, oh, how am I gonna get out of this? And it's like, think of how many bad days you've survived. Think of how many bad weeks you fought through and you went through, and how many bad moments that you grew through. You have to stop thinking to yourself like, it didn't work out with this, I'm not good enough for anything else, or I'm not good enough for anyone else. You have to remember there are better things out there for you. And once you get those better things, once you meet the love of your life and you get married, you're gonna say, this is why I didn't work out with all those other guys. I was crying over that one guy for so long, but I'm so grateful it didn't work out with him, or else I wouldn't be with who I'm with now. You could be at your dream job right now, or you could finally be working for yourself so successful, and you could say, this is why it didn't work out with those other companies and with those other interns. I have a friend, Amaya. She's the CEO of Obtaining Social, a small marketing agency in Arizona. And she got laid off from her marketing job where they just felt like she was not understanding what they wanted. They felt like she wasn't good enough for this company. And so she got laid off during COVID. She dropped out of college. She got laid off. And she started her own agency, Obtaining Social, and she just bought her own office in Arizona. As a 21-year-old girl, she just bought her own office. She has her own apartment, her own car, and she is extremely successful, and it's because she did it herself. She's working for herself, and now it makes sense why she was laid off from that job that one point she wanted so bad. Now it makes sense why she didn't go to college. All those things make sense now, because when things come together for you in the end, it's like, okay, wait, this is why that didn't work out. This is exactly why that thing at that point in time that I thought I wanted so bad didn't work out how I thought it would, because better things were coming. Something else you need to stop doing when you're rejected from something or you fail something is to avoid negative self-talk. Stop saying to yourself and thinking to yourself, oh, of course this happened to me. These things only happened to me. These things happen to everyone all over the world. But when you complain about it, no one's throwing a pity party for you. No one cares. Like, no one feels bad for you. Even when my Instagram got hacked, I'm not gonna lie, I felt very bad for myself. I was like, wow, this is so sad. Like, I legit feel so bad that all this work I put in is like gone now. But now it's gonna force me to have to create more content. I think that I was maybe getting so lazy that God was like, if you get lazy, these things will be ripped away from you. And so he ripped that away from me to light a fire under my ass. Like, it should, when you fail something or you get rejected for something, it should legit light a fire under you to work harder. And it should be a wake up call of like, you haven't been working hard enough, and these things will slip out of your hands if you do not pick it up and work harder. Because this summer, and I was just talking to some friends about this, I feel like this summer I was such an unmotivated version of myself. I feel like I was not doing enough at all. I feel like I was just super, super lazy and just was not my best self at all. I was not motivated. I was not inspired. I was not working hard. Nothing. I was sleeping in super late. I was like just kind of doing things to get by. I wasn't really like passionate about anything I was doing, and things started to slip away from me. And now that school started, I kind of have to get more motivated again. I'm more motivated with my podcast whenever it's like fall and winter time. And it really did light a fire under me to start working harder and to realize things aren't going to be handed to you. Things were going so successful for me because I was working so hard towards them. And like, that's not going to happen all the time. I remember when I first started my podcast, my first year of starting my podcast, I had done like, I was doing like, you know how like Vlogmas people post on YouTube every day, a vlog? I did like Podmas, which is like, I posted a podcast episode every day from December 1st to December 25th, and that helped me grow like crazy. And I plan on doing that again because it helped me grow so much and it had so much consistency within it. And that is something that I want to do again because it showed and proved to myself, this is how bad I want this. So that is kind of my tip when it comes to just consistency and working hard. It's like, if you really want something, you're gonna get it. Logan Paul said he posted on YouTube every single day until he became successful because he knew he wanted it. And when you want something, you get it. It doesn't matter how many times you failed or how many times you were rejected by it. You will go for it if you want it. And don't let rejection define you. Don't let it be like if you go to apply for a teacher job and you don't get it or you get fired, that doesn't mean you're not a teacher. That doesn't mean you're not supposed to be a teacher. It just means there's another spot for you. There's another environment waiting to welcome you. You have to kind of stop seeing things as like, just because I failed one thing somewhere means I would fail it everywhere. Just because one guy didn't want you doesn't mean no guys want you. It means that there's people suited for each other. It means that there's jobs suited for you. Rejection really, really is just a redirection in somewhere else that is better suited for you. And you might not see it right away, and it might take you a long time to see it, but I promise you, I promise, promise, promise you, it is out there. You are so much bigger than you think that you are. You are so much smarter than you think that you are, and you have to start viewing yourself as someone you love, and you have to train your brain to start viewing this failure and all these bad things as a blessing because you are learning from it and you are growing from it. My tips when it comes to being rejected, you know, obviously we've been going through that all episodes, but make sure you're treating yourself like someone you love in a situation like that. If the person you're in love with or a best friend that you care about or your sister or your brother or your parent was rejected by something, how would you speak to them? How would you talk to them? If your best friend is talking to a guy and he leaves her for someone else, you're not going to say, oh, that girl is so much better than you. Obviously, that's why he did that. No, you're going to tell your friend, that girl is better suited for him than you. You still have all these amazing qualities that someone else will see, but that guy specifically was supposed to be with that girl. And now the person that you're supposed to be with is going to come to you. That is how you would talk to someone you love when they're going through a hardship. So treat yourself and speak to yourself like someone that you love, because when you don't do that, when you just talk to yourself with all this negative self-talk, more negative things are going to be happening to you. And so you have to talk to yourself and treat yourself exactly like you would treat someone that you love when they are in a bad situation like that. My other tip is just to be grateful that you are being forced to step out of your comfort zone. See it as the biggest blessing. See this rejection and this failure as the biggest blessing, because it is going to force you to work harder and is going to force you to step out of your comfort zone. And it is legit God telling you there are bigger and better things out there for you. I am now going to shape you to be prepared for those bigger and better things I have ready for you. And the first step is failing, because I have to teach you how to get up and grow on your own, whether it's heartbreak you're going through. Heartbreak is one of the worst things people can go through, but you grow from it. You learn from it. You have to pick yourself back up alone. And my next tip is to make sure you're not letting it define who you are and what you're meant to do. Just because you got fired somewhere at something you love doing doesn't mean you can't do it somewhere else. It doesn't mean that you're not good at it or you're not good enough for it. It just means that there's another environment better suited for you. And my last tip, which is such an important tip, stop putting a timeline on everything. Stop thinking you have to be a millionaire by 30. Stop thinking you have to be a millionaire by 25. Stop thinking you have to be married with kids before you're 30. Stop putting a timeline on everything. We drive ourselves nuts when we work like this. And I've done this before. I can't say I'm not guilty of it, where I put a timeline on things. I want to be married by this age, have kids by this age, have this much money by this age. And we set all these unrealistic expectations on ourselves, and we put so much pressure on ourselves. And this is why we get so anxious and why we get depressed and why our emotions are all over the place and why we have negative self-talk, because we are putting a timeline on everything and we're trying to crunch everything and get it done. And that is just so unfair for us to do to each other and to do it to ourselves, because we deserve better. You wouldn't do that to someone you love. You wouldn't treat someone you love like that. And putting a timeline on things, it just takes away from the moment that you're in. You need to appreciate the moment that you're in, the people that you're surrounded by right now, because all of that could be gone tomorrow. All of that could be gone in a few weeks, in a few months, and you're gonna wish you could have gone back and enjoyed the moment. So I think when you stop putting a timeline on everything, it releases and gets rid of a lot of pressure, which when you get rid of a lot of pressure, you don't really feel the need to succeed at a certain age. You just kind of do things as they come. You can plan and you can make goals. And I think goals and dreams and vision boards are amazing, but do not have pressure that you need to do it by a certain point. It's great to have goals to motivate you, but at the end of the day, if you put too much pressure on those goals, you're not going to grow through the process. You don't grow at the end goal. You grow through the journey of it. You grow through the hardships and the failures, and you grow through the amount of times you had to come back from it. You don't grow once you got to the destination and once you reached that goal. You grow through everything it took to get you there. And that's a really important thing to remember too, is that when you step out of that comfort zone and when you have to come out of that failure and those hardships, that's the part where you're growing. You're not growing when you made it to the top. You're growing for every step you had to take to get there. So that is how I want to end off today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it and it helped you. If you have been struggling with rejection or just failure, finding your purpose, walking away from things and seeing there's better out there for you, I feel like this is such an important lesson for anyone in their 20s, anyone in general, but especially in your 20s when you're going through a big transformative journey. I feel like your 20s and your 30s, you're really going through a big transformative journey. And so I definitely wanted to touch on this topic, but I wanted to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, my new Instagram, because my other one got hacked. Everything is linked down below in the description. Thank you so much for your constant support and love, and I will talk to you guys next week. Mwah.